We start this evening with arts news from Alan Carr, and the Meteor Choice Irish Song of the Year nominations have been announced. Alan?
Indeed, De Laurentiis, The Script and Hosier are among the acts in the running, and the winner will be decided by a public vote and announced in March. The prize aims to reward the 10 best Irish songs from across a variety of genres, and votes can be cast at meteor.ie/choice. Now, the runners and the riders are All the Others by The Coronas, Show Me Love by De Laurentiis, From Eden by Hosier, One Day by Codeline, Wake Up by Cormac, It's Still Love by Little Hours, Cherry Bomb by The Minutes, Take Me to Church by Sinead O'Connor, All Works Out by The Riptide Movement, and Superheroes by The Script. The winner takes the Meteor Choice Music Prize Irish Song of the Year trophy and €3,000. Now, how many Spotify plays is that, I wonder?
The Edge's first guitar is up for auction.
Well, the Edge's first axe will go under the hammer at a Dublin auction house and is expected to fetch up to €1,800. The Learner's classical guitar is described as a modest little instrument and was bought by the late Gwenda Evans in the 1970s for her son. Incidentally, Sean, Gwenda was called Mrs. Edge by Bono. But according to White's auctioneers, the Edge left the guitar behind at his mother's house. Stuart Purcell of White's told the Irish Times around 1980 when a teaching colleague of Gwenda's in Malahide mentioned that she needed a guitar as she was beginning lessons. Gwenda offered to sell her the Edge's old one for the price she had bought it for. The unnamed woman is said to have paid about £20 for the instrument, but later abandoned the lessons but kept the guitar. Years later, she met the Edge, who signed the instrument. She has now decided to sell it and will be part of White's sale of rock, pop and movie memorabilia in Dublin on March the 15th.
And finally, Keira Knightley admits her name is a spelling mistake. Which one?
Well, the first name, Sean. This sounds like a slow Newsday story, but never. This is important stuff for people like me who hack out showbiz stories for a living. And finally, we have closure. Keira, who was always E before I. Well, now we learned that the E before I was actually intentional. The wonky spelling of her name is down to a mix-up between her parents. She told Elle magazine, "I was meant to be named Keira after a Russian ice skater who was on the TV one day. My dad fancied her and she nicked the name for me. But it was my mum who went to register my birth and she accidentally spelled EI instead of IE because my mum's crap at spelling." Finally, showbiz hacks and sub-editors can stop feeling so dumb.
Thank you very much to Alan Carr, and more on RTE 10, the Entertainment Network.